someone had some questions about something.
I have a question, do you mind?
Wait, but before that, I think that maybe what we can do, I don't know, do you think any, did any guests, new people who said they'd come yesterday are going to come back today? So we could just even maybe put on Facebook that that we'll do a presentation on Ahimsa, and what we could do is make that presentation downstairs with chairs, etc., and then devotees can go upstairs to do kirtan, and if those people want to talk to me, then I'll continue just doing questions and answers and talking with them. And then if they want to go up, they can also go up. So in other words, it's not that all of a sudden they're sitting in the middle of the kirtan. If they want to, then they can go upstairs to the kirtan and I'll stay down there. That just means you got to scare up the devotees, that the devotees don't hang around downstairs. They go upstairs for kirtan. Anyway, but that's part of the thing. It's like in UK or Hungary, we don't even allow devotees to come in to the programs. So can't even come in. So here, since it's at the temple, we can't necessarily separate the devotees. So for the presentation, it's okay. But then, anyway, I will also tell the devotees. The devotees will go upstairs, starting with Sadhguruj. She's going to be there. And the couple can stay downstairs if needed to talk, but otherwise. And then if they want to go up, and then we'll see how that goes. But at least that gives sort of a dedicated program. And I can give one today on Ahimsa. I'm curious how that works with translation. Because without, it's like at least 45 minutes, more like an hour. Means I have to talk a little. The presentations are mostly, today be on Ahimsa, or today will be on non-violence, you can say not on Ahimsa, but non-violence, and tomorrow on truthfulness. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we'll set up over there, we'll project, you have a wall with that we can project on?
Yeah, downstairs.
And then we'll set up, we'll go there a little early and set up.
We have projector and you have your own?
Projector, I have.
Yeah, okay.
Projector, and I have my computer, so I can...
Okay.
That's why yesterday, even if I wanted to, I couldn't have done anything except talk. Okay, so...
What is the benefit of one follow?
Larger.
What is the benefit of following the authority for one who has his own idea of doing things and who thinks is better situated as the authority, himself or herself? So what will be the benefit still of following the authority?
What you have to say that again,
what is the benefit for somebody following the authority, even if that person thinks that she can do or he can do something better in her own way or his way, and that knows better or better situated as the authority himself or herself.
Got any other questions? I'm trying to move on from my administrative role So I'm trying to move on from administrative issues that just deal with management and they may have their own ideas. Their own ideas may be better, but still, we're meant to work as a team. So it's like in an army. Soldiers may have a better idea, but still, they're expected to be part of the team. As that may be important, then who's got the better idea? And same in Krishna consciousness, but if someone has something better, then at the right time, right place, they can try and communicate that. But otherwise, our business is cooperation. And ideas are easy. People who will actually take the consequences of their ideas and live with them, take responsibility for them for the rest of their life, that's something else. So if someone says, I got a better idea, then the first question is, are you here for life to see your ideas through? And if not, then just keep it for later. Okay, what was the other questions?
Why
he didn't what?
Accept her as a wife. Why he didn't marry?
Who?
Krishna to Draupadi.
I don't understand. What's the question?
Draupadi, yes. Draupadi's father. He offered Draupadi first to Krishna, as many kings before offered their daughter, princess, to Krishna, and he married to many princes, right? But he didn't accept Draupadi.
Where does it say that?
I just read a book about Draupadi.
What books?
It's I forgot the name of book. It's little part from Mahabharata. It just part when Draupadi wrote about her life.
Okay, but that's just some karmi writing a book.
Really?
If you're talking about this Yajnasena book.
Yes, this Yajnasena.
It's just the karma writing the book. It's not in the Bhagavatam anyway. Maybe it's in the Mahabharata, maybe not, I can't remember. But the Mahabharata doesn't mention it. I also read the book.
So which rasa was between Draupadi and Krishna? There was like friends or because or whatever I say from these books, it's not right, yes, no. Because also she wrote him, you are my Krishna, Arjuna, she was falling in love.
No.
No?
Their relationship was she was the wife of his cousins. So that is the nature of the relationship. something else. Bhagavatam doesn't discuss in so much detail about certain issues as Pandavas and Krishna's interaction with them as Mahabharata does. But still, for us, Bhagavatam is the primary source of evidence, and sometimes we may see that other scriptures may say other things. In that case, we take the version of the Bhagavatam, and then people writing books, that's a fad. People may write books about historical figures, but they may or may not be accurate. In any case, unless those people are devotees, you don't derive that much benefit from reading such books. They're better than other things, but only devotees can write about Krishna and devotees. Non-devotees writing will not really evoke real bhakti, and can certainly give conflicting understandings, because they won't be able to present proper siddhanta or proper philosophy. So there's so many books to read. We shouldn't really worry ourselves about authorized books to read, about reading so much unauthorized books. Well, sometimes for non-devotees, those things may awaken their interest, people's interest, to read those books, especially when it's written by a well-known author. And because it's a well-known author, then people take what they say seriously. There are many such verses. Prabhupada wrote, to write about Krishna's associates, you have to be self-realized, or at least you have to be advanced in Krishna consciousness. That's why Krishna himself takes the duty of writing, and he comes as Vyasadeva to write so many valuable books. Why get into questionable topics?
There are many politics that are going on.
What politics? You mean in terms of political views?
No, not only that. There is time to time a lot of political views. Also, there is this communication style. Devotees also do politics time to time. And what is the limit or how
Matachanyeshu Bhakteshu. Neophyte devotees will do so many things. It's very exhausting dealing with those things. And unfortunately, we may have to deal with them because it's a reality. But it's what's called in English a sad reality. The devotees have to get into politics, or especially nowadays, so-called social media, you have devotees who say anything about anyone at any time, about anything. This is not what Vaishnavas are about. Not what Vaishnavas should be doing. So it's like children. Children take tantrums and hope that they grow up, they'll know better. And the parents just have to learn how to tolerate and deal with those type of things and bring the best out of it. What happens when children start fighting amongst each other? And so somehow or another you gotta make peace. But it's part of a reality of a preaching movement that's constantly bringing in and dealing with more and more neophyte devotees who then bring their past habits with them and their past problems. And it's part of preaching. But somehow or another I have to learn how to deal with them. But the real solution is somehow or other bring devotees above the level of petty politics and so on and get them to understand what Krishna consciousness is really about. Okay, we're going at 6, and tomorrow's at 5. Okay, so you think you can make a Facebook advert?
I will for it.
Okay, then you do it now. And then
but if there is not any newcomer?
Doesn't matter. At least it will. But once you set up, then we set up. That's why we don't actually hold these programs at a temple. then you're in a controlled atmosphere. And then it's sort of a neutral atmosphere. And then you can... Yeah, it requires more communication to let devotees know how to deal with this. And then the lunch is what time? It's fine. Okay, and then we'll see about tomorrow morning. See if we got how things will go. Tomorrow is 5:00.